Well, hello, 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 my lovely human beings, and welcome back or welcome to Ida May's Spiritual Cafe. I am your host, Ida May, and today, Hunte, we are in the new year, Hunty. All right, it is January the 2nd, 2024. I'm sending you all lots of love, light, blessings on blessings, and blessings in the motherfucking lessons. All right, because it is truly a part of our ascension. Now, we are going to discuss two transits that are going to be coming up on the 3rd and the 4th of January. So be looking for that at the beginning of the episode. Now, our readings today, all signs are welcome. Only take what resonates. Leave the rest behind. Feel free to also rearrange the roles for your energy theme. Now, our readings today are going to be good from January the 2nd to the 9th. We're going to do What You Need to Know weekly spread. Then we're going to do a weekly collective love spread, you versus them feelings, and then details on the relationship. Then we're going to be doing a little quick check-in with love messages for the elements. This will be a 3-card pool per element. And at the end, we're going to find ancestral messages. So I'll see you very shortly. Welcome to your fun fact of the day for the body, soul, and mind. Our fun fact of the day is about laughter. Not only are we having a great time giggling, laughing our asses off, but it's also known to release endorphins, lower cortisol, which is known as a stress hormone. So, not only that, you ready for this? It also boosts the immune system. Not only that, it's helping cardiovascular health. Yes, that's right. What are you waiting for? Get your motherfucking laugh on. Hee hee hee! Well, hello, my lovely human beings, and welcome to today's episode. We're going to start off today's episode with discussing January the 3rd, the last quarter moon in the zodiac sign of Libra. So this is the last quarter moon, and this is going to be really making its peaking moment at midnight. This will be a calming and peaceful moon filled with love and connection. And this is coming in with a very charming energy as well when it's sextile with Venus and Sagittarius. Venus is the ruler planet of Libra, so there will be tons of romance and love, you know, that are here at the table. And how we want to look and perceive connections with others as well. Now, Libra will be square Sun in Capricorn in the whole of this check, stop, prep point period, right? This is like prepping us for the new lunar cycle on January the 11th, and Libra is a cardinal sign which aims for action. This is a time that you want to really like tighten up and really tie up loose ends while also reflecting on different things during the past retrograde. So we're cleansing, we're releasing anything that is no longer to our highest good. Now, Libra will be here bringing balance to any type of chaos, and you may want to look where Libra falls in your chart. This will give you more of an insight what may need to be released at this point. So this will be 15 degrees of Libra, so you could also be looking at different parts of our shadow selves from retrograde 2023, okay, which was just a couple blinks ago of an eyelash, all right? So we're looking in, we're learning, we're transforming, perceiving, processing, and healing in this point. So we're actually taking this time right now during this transit to clear space for new intentions, manifestations that are going to be harvesting later on in this month. And this is a time like where we want to stop, look at ourselves, our feelings, rather than kind of pushing them away under the carpet. So we're looking, we're addressing, and we're getting shit that's unbalanced, balanced. So key themes here are making mental, spiritual, and emotional space for new intentions and manifestations. It's kind of like this energy is here. It's becoming more clear of what our real intentions are. So I could highly recommend journaling during this time or throughout this lunar cycle that we'll be approaching. So we're looking at how we felt before versus what we're feeling and what we learned after the fact. So keep track of that. Write down different moon cycles and keep track of your process. Now we're going to move on to January 4th, where Mars will be entering Capricorn. Well, hello, my lovely human beings, and welcome to your second segment of the podcast, where we're going to discuss January the 4th, Mars entering Capricorn. Now, this transit will have you fighting and chasing and pursuing your mother-loving dreams, but also this energy is here to empower you to do so, and it's really giving you an advancement to this energy. Now, Mars in Capricorn will strengthen and discipline while also providing you focus. Now, this is not just with one or two or five signs. This is all signs of the zodiac will be benefiting from this energy. Now, with Mars in Capricorn, expect to become inspired, fearless, placing mother-loving boundaries, being assertive, and chasing the fuck out of your dreams, goals, your ambitions, your manifestations, your transformations, anything that you're taking on. And you're going to be looking at everything with a more realistic eye of a lens and looking at any possibilities. And really kicking down any like illusions. So keep that in mind. Now, some crystals that I'm going to recommend, and then we're going to jump into our spreads for this first reading of the year. All right. So I'm going to recommend hematite. This crystal is a beautiful crystal. It'll wash away any stress, worry, while also bringing emotional stability and balance. The second crystal I'm going to recommend is spirit quartz. This promotes understanding, peace, alignment, and balance for the chakras. And the last crystal I will recommend is onyx for protection for external stressors and, you know, anything dealing with that, while also promoting logical thinking and focus. All right. Now that's what I have for you regarding those two transits. Now let's jump into these spreads. All right, my lovely human beings, welcome to your first spread of the year. We're going to start off with the classic tarot. So remember, all signs are welcome. Only take what resonates, leave the rest behind, and feel free to reverse the rules as they may apply to your storyline. This goes for all readings today. So we're going to see what you need to know this week for January the 2nd to January the 9th. So ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High, please come through and help me convey clear messages to the collective. Please and thank you. All right, Spirit, what do we have coming in? What does the collective need to know or be aware of for this week? Okay. We have the Five of Swords upright. So, you know, when it comes to fives are about making adjustments. And this could be a change brought on once by some discomfort of some sorts. Could be an uncomfortable process, whatever this may be. But it looks like, you know, there's going to be some adjustments that you're going to be making this week. What needs to be done this week, Spirit, for the collective? What does the collective need to do this week? What does the collective need to do this week, Spirit? Okay, we have the Four of Cups. So it's about that time for you to, you know, get away with yourself and just have some time to recenter before getting back to like the grind. Okay, so this could mean that you need to reevaluate some different areas of your life and certain possibilities and where you may be settling, you know, with different opportunities that may have arose or ones that you may have missed, okay? What needs to be released by the collective this week, Spirit? It needs to be released. Okay, we have four again. All right. So yeah, it looks like you could be hanging on to something with this Four of Pentacles. Either this be some type of situation, a possession, or some type of fear, okay, of something that's going to be changing. And it may be coming from this, like, you don't want to change it. Like, there's some type of comfort that's here that, you know, you may be in, but it's like there's a fear of changing from that. But there's some type of fixed energy here, but it may be something to deal with limiting something or blocking some type of opportunity. But there's forward movement that is required. Forward movement is required here. All right. All right, Spirit. What needs to be completed by the collective this week? Okay. So we have the Tower reversed. So it looks like, you know, what needs to be completed here is a deep level of being prepared for some type of change that must eventually take place. But, you know, once you alter or fix those beliefs or ideas, you're going to enjoy this new fucking found freedom that you ain't never thought or seen, felt, heard before. All right, so that's what I have for you, collective, for your weekly What You Need to Know. Now we're going to jump into your weekly collective love spread. All right, hello, collective. Welcome to your collective love spread for the week. We're going to see what's going on regarding love, and then we'll get a little bit of detail from the Cupid's arrow. So, ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High, please come through and help me convey clear messages to the collective about what they need to know, be aware of, and who they are connected with regarding love. All right. All right, Spirit, what can you tell me about collective's love connection? All right, we have stabbed in the back. So there could have been some type of heartbreak, pain, or separation that maybe came out of fucking nowhere, it looks like here for you guys. All right. Okay, what else can you tell me about this connection, Spirit? We also have clock here. So there could have been cycles that you went through that actually progressed you to do some healing of your own and to do this whole process of looking in the shadow and seeing what needs to be healed. And it was like whatever this heartbreak, pain, or deception was gave you that time to do that inner healing. Okay, and then we have healthy choices. So yeah, you're making healthy choices, you're living and loving, doing self-care, self-love, and, you know, really enjoying the present moment here. Now let's get some Cupid's arrow. What details can you tell me about this connection, Spirit? Okay, we have obsession here. So somebody is definitely focusing on something from the past regarding a connection with you, and it's becoming such a constant thought that it's becoming like an obsessive thought here. What else, Spirit? Woo! Okay, so we have wisdom. So there is in past life connection. So we through this connection, somebody is obsessing over past events, and taking a step back to look at the situation for what it is and becoming very obsessive with the thought, because we have the wisdom here, and this is like knowledge gained through experiences and learning from past mistakes and putting those little putting those pieces together to bring some type of wisdom. Now, we do have past, we have past life connections, so someone is very heavily influenced from some past life with you, so you and this person could have definitely had some type of soul contract here regarding love. You could have had, did this many a times in many different lives with this person. All right, now let's get some Miss Doreen Virtue Romance messages about this connection. What can you tell us, Spirit? Okay, we have releasing your ex. So it's looking like the time has come for you to start to clear out this energy. To start moving forward. Okay, and learning from what you have experienced and wisdom you've gained through those connections about, even yourself. And, somebody does not like that you are probably releasing and focusing on your healing. Yeah, see, we have you deserve love. So, yeah, anything that's meant for you is going to be for you. And you're not going to have to do the most to achieve it. You do. Of course, it's not going to come knocking at your door. But, you deserve love, man. You don't have to do like an obstacle course for whatever this is. All right, let's give one more card. Because this person, we have separation. So this person may have made you feel like you were less than, and you had to probably do a lot of begging for attention or doing this whole chasing thing, but there is separation. Or, if you are not currently separating or separated at the moment, there could be a separation on the horizon. So let's get some advice from the goddess guidance. All right, Spirit, what do you have for the collective regarding advice? Already true love. So you've taken this love and you've put this love into yourself, and it's really propelling your energy up into the universe for something really magnificent, and it's very authentic. You're really living in your true essence of yourself, and this makes you even more attractive because you're not trying to do the most. And we also have allow yourself to receive. This will increase your intuition. Just be open to new opportunities, new perspectives when it comes to love and connection. And loving on yourself as well. Like, that's beautiful. And we also have focused intention. So you are keeping a lot of focus, but also don't let any funky ass feelings come up to throw you off of what it is that you have for your intentions, your goals, because this energy is looking to come in, whoever this was that you were connected to previously, to come in and throw you off a target and throw your focus off, because they don't really want you to hit your mark. Okay. So that's what I have. Let's get some closing messages again from the Island Time Wellness. Closing cards, Spirit. Okay, we have ending. We have coffin. Endings bring new beginnings, growth, liberation, and transformation. So yeah, again, it looks like this connection probably was a wild one, but something in these endings brought you new beginnings. When you disconnected from this energy, it started bringing your manifestations. It brought change, growth, liberation. You felt free. All right, let's get one more card. Spirit. Okay, we have... There we go. So, yeah, we have Hammer here. So, looks like, you know, there was a lot of sabotage that went on and rebuilding. And it really showed you, like, hey, I keep trying to work on this and build something, but it keeps getting knocked down. The foundation is not that sturdy. This is becoming repetitive. And I'm constantly working on this. So, it's more or less you learned, like, you done did this building, right, so many times. It's like, we'll say a treehouse. You built a treehouse so many times, right? The first time, you didn't really know what the fuck you were doing, right? The second time, you're like, I still don't know what I'm doing, but I kind of got an idea, right? And the third time, you're a fucking pro. You're building fucking birdhouses fucking left and right. You're like, yeah, yeah, this, you know what I mean? So, you were like, this isn't a surprise to me. I know what I'm doing. I know how I'm supposed to be moving. And you're like, yeah, this ain't, you know, and it's like somebody just kept coming and sabotaging the building, and you keep rebuilding and rebuilding, and now your hands are like, you're like, I'm done here. This is repetitive. There's nothing, you know, it's like you're building a birdhouse. You can be doing an add-on to the birdhouse, but instead somebody's just coming over and fucking stomping on it, and you're like, are you for real? Well, I'm not building birdhouses over here, no fucking more. And you got your ass the fuck up out of here. All right. So that's what I have for you, collective, regarding your weekly love messages. Now we're going to head over to the elements and pull some quick love messages for the elements from the Island Time Wellness. What you need to be aware of for this week. All right, hello elements, earth, air, fire, and water. How are we doing? We're going to be pulling some quick preview love cards for you from the Island Time Love Wellness deck. All right, so we're going to get a little preview of what's going on regarding love connection and what you can look for this week. I will be pulling three cards per element. So also, you know, we're going to see what's going on. All right, Spirit, what is going on? We're going to start off with the fire signs, Aries, Leo, Sag. What do they need to know regarding love this week, Spirit? Three cards, please and thank you. Ooh, we have not today. So someone is not wanting to deal with some type of hurt. Could be avoiding a conversation, a call, or some type of person. You know, especially when it comes to boundaries, it's looking like there's, you know, you just ain't having that, not this week. We also have not enough. So there could be some type of frustration connected to this love connection, but there is a lot of self-sabotaging, fear, or ego coming in with connection to your person. And we also have separation. So there is a sadness of missing you and thinking about you, and also this feeling of like, I'm unsure about what the future holds, but still, you know, yearning for that connection. All right, now we're gonna move on to our earth signs, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn. Okay, we have the Runner. We also have addiction. So there could be some type of codependent relationship, but there's some type of fear of intimacy, and someone could be really caught up in the ego when connected to you, collective. And there could be some type of obsession here when it comes to this connection, but it's looking like someone may want to, you know, have some type of control, wants you to be very dependent on them, but it's like they're running from this relationship. They want to commit, but they don't want to commit. And we also have coffee shop. So you could be in separation with this person because this person is trying to meet up at the coffee shop or wherever the hell this may be. that you're just trying to meet up wherever to get some conversation and savor you like you were a fucking cup of coffee, all right? Because they're looking to feel uplifted, even if they could just connect with you as friends, all right? So let's see now what we have for our water signs, Pisces, Scorpio, Cancer. What do we have for Pisces, Scorpio, Cancer? Uh-oh. We have sunglasses, karmic relationship, and hand of cards. So, you know, water signs, somebody could be pinking, peeking, winking in a bush, watching, lurking, stalking. But somebody is definitely keeping tabs up on you, and it's looking like some type of connection with karmic relationship. There could be someone who you let go and you're moving on from, but it looks like they're trying to come in this week with some type of triggers and turmoil. But you also have the hand of cards. So make sure that you're being strategic, not showing your motherfucking hand and playing it cool. All right. Don't take a big gamble on this type of energy, because this is someone trying to come in and fuck with your energy. So be mindful of that. All right. Now let's move on to our air signs. Libra, Aquarius, Gemini. What do we have regarding love this week, Spirit? All right, we have passion. So there could be some type of chemistry that you're sharing with someone that's very intense. And you both feel this equally for each other, right? And we also have I like you. So someone, you know, is really crushing on you this week. Romance is blooming. There's fun. There's flirting. There's going on dates. Looking and feeling good. It's a good ass chemistry here. Ooh. All right. Okay, and we also have, oh, keep slipping out of my fingers. All right, and we also have engagement. Okay, we also have engagement rings. So somebody could be wanting to further a commitment. So there's a lot of passion and chemistry here with someone. They're really digging you. You're really liking them. Love and romance is blooming. And there's an engagement ring here. Now, if this is you getting engaged, congratulations. But also, this can mean someone wanting to make a higher commitment, making a commitment in a partnership, okay? And really sticking on to this for like some eternity type of shit. So be on the lookout for that. Blossom and bloom, hunty. Okay. All right. That's what I have for you, elements, for this week's love messages. Now we're going to close this out with some messages from your ancestors. See you there. All right, collective, welcome to your last segment of the podcast, where we're going to see what your ancestors would like to come in and convey. So we're going to see, let me see what deck I want to use. Okay, I think I'm going to use the fairy deck and the angel deck. All right. We'll start off with the fairy deck. So we're going to pull four different cards from this deck. And we're going to see what's going on with the ancestors for the collective. Alright. We're going to see what messages they have for this week. So ancestors of the Most High, please come through for the collective. And what messages you would like to share. Please and thank you. All right, ancestors of the Most High, what messages do you have for the collective? Oh, already? Okay. All right, so we have the Three of Autumn. Your ancestors are really coming in with follow your passion when it comes to your career. And they're like telling you, do the best you can with what you got. You know? Do the best with what you have. You have some type of extraordinary creative talent, and they really want you to start, you know, zoning into that for some reason. Zone into it. All right. What else, Spirit? What other messages do you have? All right, we have Ace of Summer. So your ancestors are also coming in with have an open heart of love because they want you to know that you are beginning this new rebirthing. You are starting this new relationship with yourself. And there's a lot of different psychic abilities and spiritual epiphanies that you're going to be having this week when it comes to connections with your ancestors. All right. Ancestors of the Most High, what signs has the collective seen from you, or what signs will they see from you? Speak. Okay. We have the Queen of Summer. So some of the signs that are coming in is that you're going to be really honing in on what your heart's saying. They want you to listen to your heart because a lot of their messages are going to be coming in intuitively through your insight, and they want you to be able to trust that, and that, you know, this is going to be information and knowledge that they're sending. We also, this rabbit, I'm telling you. So here's the deal. We got Prince of Spring. All right. So I've been seeing this whole past, what, week or so? So some signs that you could be seeing from your ancestors are bunny rabbits. All right. I've been seeing them myself. Okay. So, so how crazy is that? Okay, not crazy at all. So, some signs that you're going to be seeing from your ancestors. You could be experiencing seeing bunny rabbits of some sort. And, you know, they want you to know that when you see this, they're sending in a really passionate energy to you to take some type of action. So, they want to... It's kind of like when you see this rabbit, you're going to know, like... Oh, I got to take some action somewhere. What else, Spirit? Okay, we have the King of Summer. Oh, and the Chariot that just literally popped out. So, when you see this rabbit, all right, we have the King of Summer. So, it's like you're also going to be getting more creative with endeavors as well. And with the Chariot here, this is like... I'm also seeing, like, you could be seeing some type of dragonfly or also some type of moth or butterfly of some sorts. So they could be communicating through bunny rabbits, moths, butterflies, and dragonflies. And this is really bringing in a lot of dedication because they are seeing that you're going to be... You're starting this energy with high self-discipline and celebrating your accomplishments because you have been, like, pushing for some shit for a while now. And they're like, hey, we've seen what you've been doing. We didn't forget about you. All right? All right, ancestors, what gifts does the collective possess from you? Okay, we have the Five of Autumn. So you possess some type of energy where it's like giving a helping hand to someone in need, giving some enlightenment when, you know, you have some type of foresight here and do have some type of, it's coming off as like you have some type of inherited foresight about something where you might not have nothing, but you also always try to help in some way. Okay, now we have Seven of Spring. So some things, some gifts that you did inherit from your ancestors are like being very assertive, not backing down from shit, and believing in yourself and what you know to be true, and courageously standing up for that. Your ancestors have always stood up for their beliefs, and they never let nobody come in and tell them what the fuck was up, because your ancestors are like, how the fuck are you gonna tell me where I'm going when you ain't ever even traveled down this path. Again, with the butterflies or the moths here. All right, we got another butterfly card popping up here. So your ancestors are coming in. Okay. You have a message here of caution. Your ancestors saying, look, you inherit some type of detailing when it comes to being cautious. Like, you're compiling some type of details, but your ancestors are like, look, you need to pay attention to some type of details. And something regarding kindness to others, because there's a caution here with wise action. So your ancestor said, look, you need to watch how you move, because you're walking on dead leaves here. Dead leaves. And it's like, people can hear that coming. So be cautious. It's like, be cautious of how you're moving, because it's like you're walking on dead leaves and someone can hear it coming. So you may want to be mindful of some type of detail. And also, we have Queen of Spring. So your ancestor said, do you believe in yourself? Do you believe in yourself? Because we know that you do. You need to start maintaining a balance between your home life and your work life. Because, again, another matter of fact, what the hell? Every card here has a butterfly in it. Butterflies and rabbits, and also dragonflies and a moth. Okay, so these are going to be signs from your ancestors. Your ancestors want you to start believing in yourself more. They said they know that you do, but you need to believe a little bit more, because they want you to maintain some type of balance. And, you know, things can be getting overran. And they're like, look, you have a gift of multitasking here. I want to get some more messages about your spiritual gifts from my Starseed deck. More about their inherited gift spirits. Okay. We have Starkeeper. So they want you to know that you are a cosmic ancestor. You are a seed of light. But with all this energy here, they really need you to stay grounded when it comes to something. We also have the blue flame. So again, you are spontaneously awakening to some activation of integration with your ancestors. Can we get some closing messages from you, ancestors of the Most High, for the collective? Okay, we have activated Earth. So they want you to trust where you're being led. They're like, look, we know you don't know where you're going, but we know where you're going. We're like your internal GPS. We got you. We're leading you. You just need to fall into this and trust the process of it. And I know that's kind of hard when you're like, I don't know. You know, I used to be like that myself. I'm like, nah, I need to know the what, when, and where. It's where, you know. And now you just go with the flow, right? Well, not go with the flow. Go against the current. And we have Earth School. So there is a lot of different lessons your ancestors said that you have been through, went through, experienced. But ultimately, it brought you some type of soul growth. And you became intrigued by this. You studied this. This shit took you to a higher consciousness. And you dove the fuck in head first and started learning all this on your own. Your ancestor said, don't doubt the process. Trust it. All right? You're really transmitting your activation here. You have some type of light body energy, and some type of veil is lifting. And anything your ancestor said is unaligned with you must motherfucking go. It has to go. So that's what I have for you, collective, for your first readings of the new year. I'm sending you all lots of love, light, blessings on blessings, and blessings in the motherfucking lessons. See you on the next one.